We're talking with Steve Wickham, who is planning to run for the 30th District of the Albany County Legislature. Steve, welcome to our studio.
Thank you very much.
And what exactly do you have to do in order to get yourself on the ballot in Albany County?
Right now, we have to collect petitions to qualify. So, you know, you need, I think it's 3.5% now, they lowered it, of registered Democrats to qualify to be on the Democratic line. And then other lines we could potentially be on as well. But I'm a registered Democrat. So right now, we've got about half of our goal. We're planning to get much more than that.
You mentioned before we went on the air that one of your issues is climate change. What would you as a county legislature like to see done on climate change?
Well, one of the things that, I think an easy pickup would be to have county buildings using solar and convert to geothermal. That's something that we could just do. I would like to support the towns of the county to start using these community aggregation it's a CCA. I was forgetting exactly what the abbreviation stands for, but I think you have somebody else coming on to talk about that later. And, you know, we could do other things, you know, make sure that we have convert our fleets to electric vehicles, you know, have better busing systems. We need to increase, actually, transportation. There's, in terms of having access for, you know, public transportation, a good part of the county doesn't have any. And if we were to add some routes to other parts of the county, then we could have more access for people, especially people who have mobility issues. STAR program only goes 3/4 of a mile off of established routes. And so where there are no routes, those people don't have any access at all. And if we just doubled that, we could actually close all the holes and add some routes.
Now, in our headlines, there was a mention of Governor Cuomo and his desire to have a waste-burning plant in Sheridan Hollow, I believe, to supply energy to the state office buildings. Now, what's your stance on that?
I really don't believe that burning trash is a really good way to go. Although it's one way we can deal with our program.
Let's just clarify a bit. It used to burn trash. Now what he is proposing is to install two new gas turbines to provide both electricity and heat for the Empire State Plaza.
Yeah. Okay. So that's because when you said that I wasn't sure.
Trash.
So as I understand it, the Sheridan Hollow project is going to be running 24/7, burning basically frack gas, which doesn't make any sense at all because we just banned fracking in New York. So why are we going to start buying it from other states to power our capital? Plus, that particular area, it's basically an environmental injustice because you're going to put a lot of people at risk for, you know, the extra pollutants that are put in the air. And what's kind of amazing is that both Oklahoma and Colorado state capitals have gone green. They use actually geothermal to power their, you know, heat and their capitals. So I don't understand why we're going in this direction to use fossil fuels.
You mentioned earlier, before we get on the air, that one of the issues you're concerned about is the issue of transparency. Do you want to speak a little bit to that and maybe, you know, one or two other issues you're planning to raise in your race?
Yeah, well, in terms of transparency, I think one of the things that we could do very easily, if anybody's ever tried to go to the Albany County Legislature meetings downtown, it's a bit of a hassle. Unless you're in Albany itself, it's very difficult to get down there and make your voice heard. And one of the things I'd like to see us do is either have small groups of county legislators or the legislature as a whole body go around the county and have legislative sessions in other towns to make it easier for people to have access. I think that alone would help people be more, give more people accessibility and transparency in terms of how things are working.
So the first step is you have to achieve the 3.5%, you said, right, in votes?
Yeah, we actually, I'm in a primary, so we need to get much more than that, because that's only like 108 signatures. And so we're looking to reach closer to 500 people before, just to meet them. And I'm going door to door, basically, to do that.
Okay. Another thing that I just heard today is that CDTA is planning to make a number of cuts in its services. Are you aware of that? And
If it was announced today, I did not catch that. Okay. Yeah, I will look that up as soon as I get out of here. Because
they said there's a lot of routes that are not sufficient, you know. And when you were talking about expanding into more rural areas, I wondered how that would find that feasible, you know, financially.
Yeah, well, that's definitely going to be something to look at, you know, because, you know, places are underserved, but we also need to have people use the services. And from
as a common good, right?
Yeah, my research shows that people tend, you know, there's like this, you got to get to a certain level of service before people actually start using it. It has to be very regular and, you know, useful. You know, you got to be able to get to a point where people have enough access before they will use it. So
we have about 2 minutes left, Steve. So you can end with, you know, you have a website around people to get more information about your campaign. I know one of the issues that's been kicking around, just been introduced in the Albany County Legislature, is the issue, I believe, of both banning single-use plastic bags and putting a fee on single-use paper bags. What's your bag agenda, and then how do people find out more about it?
Sure.
In about a minute and a half.
Yeah, so I'm really surprised that this is still an issue. I spent a summer of 1989 in the Netherlands and shopped at a grocery store called Aldi's, which we now have here. And as I was checking out the first time in Aldi's in Leiden, the Netherlands, I was just assuming they would pack my bags, and they didn't. You had to buy a bag or bring your own and fill it yourself. And, you know, so that was in 1989, and we're still arguing about whether or not it's feasible for stores to charge you for bags and whether or not you should bring your own. I just think it makes more sense for people to be doing everything they can to reduce, recycle, reuse, and compost. So,
get a website, Facebook page?
I do. Everybody, yeah, the best way to reach us is at electsteve2019.org, and that's STEVE.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Steve. That was Steve Wickham, who's running for the 30th district of for the county legislature of the county of Albany.